bros, you good?
I'm recording now, both of them.
Cool. Ducky, you good?
Hell yeah.
Chris, you good? He's good. Fat boy, you good?
I'm good, bro.
All right, let's jump into it, baby. Couple weeks off, but we back. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. And we are back with another episode. What's going on, baby? It's your boy, J-Vibes of All Things Radio. Bring your flowers. Now, you know it's about that time where I got to introduce my next special guest. He doesn't need an introduction, but you know I got to give him one, all right? He's on tour, or at least was on tour, should I say, with Benny the Butcher. He's done shows here in Corpus Christi for Frescos and House of Rock and many more. He's just at NASA recently. He has a new project out right now called Evil Twin. If you don't know my mans, if you don't follow him, or you haven't had his cooking, you are sleeping. Sleeping, my man. Give it up and a round of applause for the one and only Fat Boy Sean in the building. Let's go.
Hey yo,
Fat Boy, what's going on, baby? How you doing?
I'm good, bro. I'm alive.
You are. It's a great day to be alive.
It always is,
right?
Blessing, you know.
Come on,
we wake up.
Hey, first things first. How's your day?
Shit, my day was cool. Like I said, every day I wake up is a good day.
So mm-hmm.
Can't really complain there.
What's a typical day for you? Is it like normal, like everybody else, or?
Shit, a typical day for me is, I wake up about 7. I got a little puppy, so
okay.
I gotta take him outside, do all that shit. I work a 9-to-5, just like everybody else, you know, multiple streams of income.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, after 5, it's like, you know, I just gotta make as much money as possible.
Yeah. We never clock out.
Exactly.
Come on now, stop playing with us. Now, yeah. I see you're a dog guy. What kind of dog?
He's a lab chow mix.
Ooh, yeah. And a puppy, you said?
Yeah,
he's that's adorable.
He was a stray. And
saved them.
Yeah, you know,
yeah.
I kept running into strays. Like I kept running into them and like finding their homes and like finding their families. And finally, like one came to me and like it wasn't a situation where I could find a family. And it was like, you know, maybe this is God telling
me.
I need some responsibility in my life.
A little something.
Yeah.
I feel that. I need to hit that. I mean, Ambrose and Dougie, everybody's trying to pass animals to me, whether it's cats, dogs, something like that. And I want to. I love animals, but your boy's on the road a lot. And it's hard. I can't find sitters like left and right. And a lot of my stuff is spontaneous too. So that's like having to find someone to watch the animal last minute is just
super time consuming.
Yep.
Yeah, bro. I'm also on the road a lot. And
you know what I'm saying? So you get it.
A lot of going and coming. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, luckily, like, I got roommates and shit. So, like, they'll watch the dog if I need them to. But,
yeah. Living alone, dog. I don't have that luxury.
It's hectic, bro.
Yeah.
It's hectic.
I get you, man. Well, you've been doing a lot recently that I fucking just applaud you on, dude. Congratulations on all your success and everything that you've been doing recently.
Thank you.
You just dropped a project, Evil Twin.
I did.
Can you talk about that right now?
Evil Twin. Evil Twin is me and Ricky Mapes.
Yes, sir. Shout out.
Different producers, Cuff God, Micro, Kid Moses, Corin. Basically, what happened was I met Ricky right after I dropped the project before that, $100 Pasta Plates.
Mm-hmm.
And we met through like Twitter, like just through like a mutual connection.
Mm-hmm.
And we linked up. Me, Thomas, and Cuff God flew out to New York, stayed there for a whole week.
Yeah.
And we knocked that project. We knocked that project out in a week, but like there was like one day where we spent 16 hours in the studio and like most of it was done in that one day.
Damn, that was a total flip.
Yeah, it's like, you know, sometimes like I'm very much a person that's inspired by my peers.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone can inspire me to rap, which doesn't happen often, really get in my bag. It's just one of those situations where we were in the studio and he did that. And like, we had multiple rappers and producers like coming in and out the studio all day. We were at Pirate Studios in Brooklyn or Bushwick.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kept going, bro.
Yeah, just how was it to be on the East Coast?
East Coast is my favorite place.
Right?
New York, I've only been to like 3 or 4 times. I think 4 times.
Same.
I used to live in D.C. back in 2018.
No
and
shit.
And that's like, East Coast is just like, the culture is so fast,
mm-hmm.
like pace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody gives a fuck what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, nobody cares. Like, so it's just like, everybody just got something going on and you just mm-hmm. keep it moving. And like, that's beautiful to me. Like, nobody has time to worry about the next person.
Exactly. It's like, bro, that's cool. Like, you crying about this shit, you crying about that. Like, I'm out here trying to get it. And so is that person. So is that person.
Exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying? You want a wild out show, that's cool, but your only audience is yourself. So, like,
exactly.
You're gonna keep it moving. That's right. Fire, though. You do have one song that I really like. Dream Loud?
Dreamland.
Dreamland, there we go. That
Dreamland.
One, bro. Fire. Fire.
Look,
I don't know.
I forgot which one that is.
It was third track. The third track.
Okay, yeah. I know
right after $5 Advil.
Okay, yeah. Dreamland is fire. That's actually the second song. $5 Ave was the first one. The second song we recorded in New York was Dreamland.
Dude, that one hit. I was bumping in the car earlier just trying to prep for everything, and I was like, yo, this one is probably my favorite. Yeah,
I appreciate
that. That one smacks, dude. I don't know where you, I'm pretty sure you draw inspiration from like multiple artists and things like that, but based on your style alone, I'm hearing East Coast, but I'm also hearing a little bit of like TDE flavor, you know, coming from over there. Who are some of your biggest inspirations that you draw from?
So like I guess like the initial inspiration for rapping was like I was like 12, 13, and I had like this boombox, and like I would clean up like the crib, mm-hmm. and my dad would just like, you know, the first two CDs he gave me, my stepdad, was Nas Illmatic and Ooh. MF Doom's MM Food.
Yeah,
rest in peace to Doom. But like those two were my first two inspirations. Now it's kind of like all over the place. Like mm-hmm. I kind of take inspiration more so from life and like art and food and shit more than music these days, but like definitely like Griselda, West Side Gun, Rome mm-hmm. Streets, Bodhi James, all them, and like there's a couple other people like Wiki, Navy Blue. There's just like there's a lot of people, but TDE definitely was like a big influence on me when I was younger, mm-hmm. just because like those are like the best rap dudes.
Yeah,
like,
that I mean, I hear a little rap. Bit of Odd Future too.
Oh, you know? Definitely. I mean, I was a big Odd Future kid, like running through the highway.
Yeah,
fuck the high school hallways, just fucking, you know, just acting rambunctious, bro.
It acts like a highway, bro, with all this shit going on in high school.
Yeah, Tyler definitely had me in a chokehold. Right. Earl too. Earl's one of the best rappers ever,
dude.
Like I put him up there with Doom.
That's what I'm saying. I agree with you. Yeah. Earl Fire. Yeah. Earl Fire. People still sleeping on that man. Stop playing with him. What is it? So something I wanted to talk about, Fatboy Records. Now, before we jump into like how the origin of that, can you tell us the origin of your name? Like, where did Fatboy Sean come from? How did that originate? Give me the original story of that, and then lead into the record
label. So initially, like, I've had like 10-15 names.
Yeah.
And it's just cause like, you know, we all go through identity
pattern,
crisis.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody goes through some shit where like they're like, maybe I need to change my image.
Mm-hmm.
Fatboy Sean just happened to be more so a name that had meaning behind it, so it just kind of stuck, and it's like I'm not really that fat, but like it works, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
people are like, that's Fatboy Sean.
Yeah.
So, my grandma used to call me Fatboy, rest in peace. She used to call me Fatboy when I was a baby because I looked like the fucking Michelin Man when I was like 2 years old. So yeah, and then Sean, my middle name is Deshaun, so like,
yeah,
I just took the duh off and Fatboy Sean, and it just flows, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I like it.
It's easy to remember, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I go to a show, I'm just like, you know, I do this thing where I'm like,
Fatboy Sean,
and like the crowd gets it, and like it makes it more memorable for people in the crowd, because like, if you just go up there and you're like, oh, I'm so and so, and like, you know,
I'm Cryptochronicon, like,
yeah,
it's like, what?
It's like, what? How do I type that in on Instagram? You know, so it's
like, I feel that.
You know?
Now, the origin of Fatboy Records. What made you want to start your own, I guess, record label?
I wouldn't even call it a record label. Truthfully, we're not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're not there.
Was that the goal?
That's a long term.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Fatboy Records is more so just like me setting the digital footprint.
Ooh.
So like people understand like it's coming.
Yeah.
It's not here yet, but like it's like really it's just gonna be me and my homies. Mm-hmm. Like my ultimate goal is like when I was 15, 16, and I knew I could rap my ass off,
mm-hmm.
there wasn't nobody there to give me an opportunity. Like,
I
respectfully, I saw just, like, bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, look like, where we're from, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know?
So, like, eventually my end goal is to give kids, like, 15 to 20 years old, like, mm-hmm. an opportunity to better themselves and maybe take what they have further, the next step.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Yeah, to give them just a platform to at least show yourself, like, what you got. And if you believe in yourself, and it's definitely hard work and dedication, it's like, well, you got to show me you want this.
Yeah.
Because you can, more or less, you can tell when someone's half-assing some shit. Or, like, you're giving me, like, a 60-40 percentage of your ethic, and it's like, that ain't working.
I think a lot of the, like, and this is not my slight at the music industry or anything, but a lot of the, like, issue is like, it's just like, okay, if we just pump money into this,
mm-hmm.
or we just give this person money, they're going to give us a product.
Yeah.
And it's like, why not pump resources?
Mm-hmm.
Why not pump, like, motivation or inspiration? And yeah, everybody wants money.
Yeah,
that's of course. That's everybody's goal. But if I could take somebody that's, you know, 16 years old and be like, yo, I have all these resources, and I know all these people, I have all these connections,
mm-hmm.
why not fucking, like, give, like, help them with that.
Yeah.
Because when you're 16, you don't know nobody.
No, of course not.
You, like, unless you're, like, heavy on social media and, like, you've just made those connections naturally, you're, mm-hmm. like, you know, you don't know nobody. You don't know how to, like, market yourself. You don't know how to promote yourself yeah. properly.
You don't know how to businessman. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard because there's sharks out here, bro. They're willing to just use you for anything, whether it's clout, money, your name, your posse, whoever it is, whoever you're affiliated with. And they'll run with it, too. And it's cool to hear your inspiration and your dream and your passion for, like, both music, the industry, the business itself, everything like that. Because nowadays, 2023, bro, people don't give a fuck if you're good or not. It's like, oh, can you make a TikTok hit? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, bro, like, the music is 25% of this shit.
Yeah.
Like, making the music is 25% of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody else that's, like, doing it independently currently
yeah.
that really wants to remain independent understands that, like, if you make good music, people don't really care about that.
Yeah.
Streams don't matter. Like, none of that matters. Yeah. People care about how often you're in their face,
mm-hmm.
how often they see you, and what image you're portraying. And, like, personally, I don't like to portray a different image than who I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, to me, it's still all about the music.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand, like, I gotta market this properly.
Yep.
I gotta promote this properly. I gotta do it all on my own dime.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. It's so, like, I, even though I don't give two shits about social media, I know I have to use this resource.
It's a tool.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
It's a tool.
Exactly. And it's all part of the game. It's all part of the business.
Yes,
and
sir.
I fucks with that. And considering your connections and your builds with everything that you have going on, Swide Life. Now, what's your connection with them and how did that kind of start?
So, 2016, I met this dude named Bailey, and Bailey was a graphic designer based out of West Virginia, and he kind of just connected me with Mally. Mally is the owner of Swid Life, and he, you know, we just fuck with each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we met each other. He lives out in Denver. We went out there on a trip to meet him. Like, it's just kind of like, it's more so friendship shit than, like, mm-hmm. music business. Like, at this point, like, we've known each other, you know,
it's all love,
plus
homies,
years.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm in a group chat with them and we talk all day, every day. So
yeah.
it's like, it's not really, like, it's not really nothing about the music anymore. It's just, like, homies being homies.
Catching up.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Just, yo, you good? Cool.
But that's a very solid, individual, Mally. And, you know, it's a very solid blog, you know? If people are out there looking for somebody to, you know, get, like, more ears on their music or more eyes on, like, something they're doing
right.
visually or, like, graphic design, I definitely say would submit your stuff to Swid Life.
Yeah.
Because they really care about the art and, like, the vision rather than, like, oh, this is gonna be clouded up and it's gonna get us a million clicks, you know?
Yeah.
So shout
I hear
out to
that.
Life.
They're cold. They're one of my favorite blogs that I, like, keep up with, and anytime they make a post or suggesting to, like, look out for this artist, blah blah blah. Always on it. I honestly hit the follow every time they bring up someone. I'm like, bet.
They're always first, bro.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, Mally don't get enough credit, but Mally, like, is always looking for, like, who's gonna, like, be next up. And I've seen Mally post people when they have, like, 600 followers,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, a year later, they're, like, 10K, 15K.
So boom.
Shout out Mally.
It's cool catching on to the wave of things before they hit.
Of
it's
course.
Just something, you know, everyone loves having that, like, hidden gem before it's, you know, in a fucking jewelry store.
Of course.
And, you know what I'm saying? That's just something that they're definitely on top of, and I think it's fire. But also you too. You have a good, you know what I'm saying, sound. You have a good ear. Now, you have what, three projects out, three main, like, albums?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the $100 Pastas, and you also have the Scalping Tickets one, and then now Evil Twin. Now, how do you feel like you've progressed since your first project up until now?
Obviously, those aren't, like, Scalping Tickets is not my first project ever.
Mm-hmm.
I've been making music since I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
So, I'm not gonna put a time stamp on my life, though.
True.
But, so, like, I started making music when I was 13, just been rapping since then. Scalping Tickets was, like, I feel like I had lost myself for a while in, like, music, and, like, I was just doing whatever. And Scalping Tickets was, like, okay, I need to realign myself and, like, really, like, prove to myself that I could rap still. And, like, you know, I just did it. I sat there in, like, my bedroom and made that shit all by myself. Like,
damn.
No help other than, like, the engineering.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I did it all by myself. I kind of just, like, locked myself away for, like, for the project itself, like, a week or two. But, like, for, like, months, I was just, like, by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, Thomas came in on the back end. We did a video. And, like, we did a project release party at fucking Fresco.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to them. And we did that, and then right after that, I met the same mutual connection that connected me to Ricky Mapes. Mm-hmm. He connected me to Trox.
Okay.
Big ups to Trox. He produced for like 50 Cent, like Luke from Dreamville, like hella people.
Yeah.
And he's just a solid individual that makes really good beats. And like we just linked, and then it was like, all right, let's do a project. Because mm-hmm. like that's how I am. Like I don't want to make one song with you. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to send me one beat. Mm-hmm. I want you to send me 30 beats, and I'm gonna pick 10 of them. And we gonna make a project. Mm-hmm. Because that's just like, that's how I work. When I start working, you know,
yeah,
I'm let's get it done.
Yeah.
But like I might not rap for like 3, 4, 5 months.
Yeah, but I'm locked in.
But when I lock in, project's done in like a week, let's 2 weeks tops.
I mean, look at the last one. You say you hit it all like within a 24-hour, 48-hour span.
It's like for me, like we did $100 pasta plates, and like that's a really good project, but I still was finding myself.
Mm-hmm.
And like then after that, I dabbled in a couple of different projects that like just didn't see the light of day.
Mm-hmm. I saw that you put out the Fat Boy Lucy's 2022.
Yeah, that was just like a compilation of everything that didn't get finished. Or, uh-huh. You know, like I kind of like sometimes we go into slumps as artists, and like I'm not saying I'm not hungry or not working all the time, but sometimes like you know it's just not hidden like that in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So we did Evil Twin, and then I kind of just like fell into a slump of life. Like, mm-hmm. you know, real life still exists outside of the music. So, you know, just working hard every day and trying to keep grinding, but then like still trying to make music. So the Lucy's was just like,
you know what I'm saying? Here's something for y'all.
I still think like all three of those projects, like I was still finding myself. I just think recently I found myself.
Yeah.
Like the next shit that I drop. Stupid.
Stupid, baby. Stupid. Stop playing with them.
Stupid.
I'm ready, dog. There's one song that I don't know if it's on streaming yet or what, but you have the video out right now. The Blood of...
Blood of Caravaggio?
Yes, bro. Hard.
Thank you.
Hard. Shout out Frescos, bro. Love the whole black and white like aesthetic of everything like that.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about that song personally, just because that's a question I want
to
know?
So the Blood of Caravaggio was actually supposed to be a project, and like me and Thomas kind of reassessed, and we were like, okay, let's not do the project, but mm-hmm. we have this song, and like we do this thing where like when we're in between doing projects, mm-hmm. we just drop Lucy's, like Instagram videos,
yeah.
Twitter videos,
yeah,
because
yeah, yeah.
like I'm not a single artist. Mm-hmm. I might release a single right before a project comes out, but I'm not gonna drop 10 singles in a year, because like yeah. like I said, streams don't matter. Like I need you to like really focus on who I am,
tap in,
and like
yeah.
focus on what we're building,
because yeah.
it's a bigger vision than like I want a million streams. Everybody wants a million streams, but like what's the end goal, you know?
Right.
So we did Blood of Caravaggio, and we filmed that video, and the crazy thing about that video is like Thomas is nuts, bro. Thomas deserves all
Boy's
the credit
savage.
In the world. Like that's my backbone, like my right hand. That video is like there's different scenes in there that are supposed to like mimic other movies, like the scene where we're standing in front of the pier,
mm-hmm.
that's supposed to be like Matrix coloring, like color grading on
Ooh.
The video. There's another scene, Fight Club, the end where like I disappear.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be like Tyler Durden, and I forgot the
other
name.
He recognizes him. Yeah,
yeah. It's like there's not really two of me. There's just one of me. Mm-hmm. Like so, it's just like, you know, Blood yeah. of Caravaggio. Caravaggio is my favorite artist. So like that's what it was.
Damn, I love hearing all the you know the snippets and the little Easter eggs and all the songs, the inspirations drawn from everything. So that's fire to know.
Yeah, like if you go back and watch like any videos we did, like there's always. Like if you really watch them, there's deeper meanings and
yeah.
everything. Like the we did a video for it's not Timmy Chan's is supposed to be like the mob style dinner,
mm-hmm.
but there was another one, I forgot the name of it might be Salmon Over Seaweed. We did a video that is only on Instagram, but it was supposed to be like Leonardo walking through the back of the restaurant, and that's what we did. So like Leonardo and what is it, Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Just walks to the back of the restaurant, and like, you know, we just like we try to incorporate a lot of our favorite films and things into our videos.
That's good though. I feel like yeah. you should, because that's, you know, where the creativity comes from. So it's just like, I want to do something like this. I want to take inspiration from that, and then, you know what I'm saying, do it in your own way,
yeah.
which is fire, and you're doing that. So a lot of love, bro. You're
yes,
doing
sir.
Cool shit out here.
Thank
now,
you
I saw that, you know what I'm saying, you really recently made a post, I feel like a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. The price just went up, baby.
It did.
You know, for 2023, and now you just got off tour with Benny the Butcher and mm-hmm. everyone like that. How was that? Talk to me about that.
So the Benny shit is crazy, because like
yeah.
it doesn't work the way it worked for us for a lot of people, because mm-hmm. we did a, I did a show with Chris 56. Shout out to Chris 56.
Shout out.
In Amarillo. And we had some homies, because we had been to Amarillo in like 2016, mm-hmm. that just wanted to do a show and put both of us on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, fuck
and
it.
So we went out there and did it. And through that, I got a connection to the Paper Tiger. And I literally like just emailed the dude from the Paper Tiger like one or two times, like, yo, mm-hmm. I fit the bill. Put me on the bill
yeah.
for Benny the Butcher. Like, I promise you, like, I'm from South Texas. There's like, I, not to toot my own horn, but like,
yeah.
there's nobody else that fits that bill better than me. I promise
Come
you.
Come on.
So, bro, like, emailed me back, put me on the bill. I got 20 minutes. Everybody else had 10. And then at the end of that show in San Antonio, Benny's manager, Jake, shout out Jake, he came out the back. And like, we didn't know each other at this point. And he was mm-hmm. like, yo, what happened to that fat boy dude? And I was like, yo, I'm right here, bro. And bro just started talking to me, and we just chopped it up for like 20-30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then you know, I met Benny or whatever, but we just kept in touch. And then he was like, yo, you wanna come to this show? You wanna come to this show? Let's do this show. Let's do this. Let's do this. So like, hey. it's a lot of shit coming, and it's more to happen.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
It's on the hush right now, but yeah, it's all yeah. good. It'll get announced later, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. They'll fuck with you. They'll hit your page, and they yeah. know what's good. But still, man, congratulations. That's like a
Thank
huge, you.
You
know, I think that's accomplishment for
Thank
sure.
Thank you, bro, because like, to be acknowledged, and like the things I've heard them say to me about my craft mm-hmm. and what I do, from like what would like considerably be the goats right now in the realm that I'm in,
mm-hmm.
it's just like it's reassuring, to say the least. Like, I know that
yeah.
what I know what I'm capable of, but it's reassuring to hear dudes that are like at the peak be like, yo, you're fired.
Yeah, so, right, it's dope, you know? Right, it's dope, you know. I feel that, because like, even when I've done like interviews with like, you know, names like Charlie Puth, for instance, you know, when I did him and he was like, bro, like, hearing you talk, because we talked a little bit more before and after our interview, mm-hmm. and he was just like, bro, you're like, your question's fire. He's like, the way you talk, he's like, I just like, he's like, even your aesthetic, I was like, I fucks with your fashion. I was like, damn, bro, hearing from like, I'm just I feel I'm a nobody from South Texas, dog, so hearing that, like, bro, that fucking, that's cool.
Yeah, it's so. Definitely, it feels good to like, to be reassured mm-hmm. of like what you already know.
Exactly,
you know?
It's like, you know what I'm saying, I'm on this status, but that, I mean, my opinion doesn't matters most compared to everybody else. Fuck everybody else. But
yeah.
it is, yeah, when you do get the reassurance, it's like, yo, this is, this just reminded me of how much I already knew.
Yeah.
Like, you know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Bet. Exactly.
Fuck with me. Dude, that's fucking fire, dude. I'm happy for you. Got a lot going on. I caught your recent performance at NASA. Fire. Dope ass turnout. What is it? Do you have anything else upcoming in the works? I know you do, you said it, but anything else that you can say that you're working on right now, or that you haven't announced yet?
I'm gonna drop an album this year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You have like a time frame?
Nah.
Summer, fall, winter,
nah,
what's up?
Nah.
Title?
No.
Okay.
I have a title, but like, to me it's like, rollout is so important.
No, yeah, and you don't want to lock anything in for
well,
sure.
Well, nah, I know the title for sure. It's going to be executive produced by Ricky Mapes. He's gonna,
okay.
He's going to handle all the, like, curating and
mm-hmm.
beats and all this stuff. I actually got some crazy, like, beats from local people recently. So,
yeah.
like, I'm excited to do it and do it with people that deserve a little bit of a chance to, like, you know, have
yeah.
their skills showcased as well. Yeah, I'm gonna do actually, I am gonna say this, we're doing Evil Twin 2 this year.
Eee!
I'm gonna get that knocked out. There might be, and I'm just gonna say might, it might be a Fatboy Records compilation type EP project type thing coming out this year. But yeah, I'm trying to flood. I'm trying to flood, bro. Like, I'm trying to drop March, May,
boom,
July,
boom,
September,
give it to him,
November,
don't
December.
Stop.
Like, I'm just, bro, I'm trying to, like,
yeah,
I'm trying to give it everything I have, because like, time is not a constraint, but
mm-hmm.
like, you just gotta be on top of shit,
yeah,
bro. Just gotta keep going.
Good shit, baby. Now you got me excited for this. See, this is gonna be a good year, I feel like, for a lot of people, not just us, man. I'm
yeah.
fucking with it. So for those who don't know, my man is over here, a chef as well.
Yes.
Okay, you chopping it up over there at Frescos a while back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, rest in peace, Frescos, love y'all. But what, do you have a favorite dish in mind that you personally love to cook for yourself?
Favorite dish I love to make, I really love to make a good chicken pasta.
Ooh,
yeah.
We talking red sauce, white
yeah,
sauce,
a spicy, like a speziata,
mm-hmm.
like chicken pasta.
Are you Italian or what?
Nah. the white half of my family, I think, was like Viking, German.
Oh,
I don't
shit.
Know what they were.
Yeah,
bro. I don't got the whole story, but nah, I'm not Italian, but like, that's just the culture I'm drawn to.
I feel that, dude. I will be a slut for some fucking pasta, bro. Fuck,
that
man.
That shit is fire, bro. Pasta
Smacks.
Is like, that's why the shit was called called $100 Pasta Place. Shout out Banco. He took me to in New Braunfels. Mm-hmm. There's this little hidden gem called Noli Vites.
Ooh,
$100 Pasta Place. That's a real thing. Wasn't like, it wasn't just like I'm gonna say I was eating $100.
Yeah.
He took me there. We was eating $100.
I feel that. I went to some spot in New York. It's dead center Manhattan, right next to Times Square, across from the, is it Marriott? I don't know what it is. I can't think of the hotel, but they had it was like $65 pasta plates, and I was like, fire. Shit, and I was like, fuck, but I was like, this shit smack.
You know, when I go to New York, I don't eat expensive food.
True.
I'm not doing it.
No,
I'm gonna go to all the hole in the walls. I'm gonna have 10 chopped cheese.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have, you know, Cuban food. Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I'm bougie in certain cities and states, but like,
New York,
LA, like, I'm
gonna stop playing.
I'm eating the hole in the wall.
Dude, I know, or else you'll get fucked with a $30 hamburger. And he's like, no, fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? I'll hit the curry. Give me the curry. Give me the dollar. You know what I'm saying? I know they got cheap pizza around there.
Chicken tikka masala.
Oh, yes, dude. Smack. Give me the wraps, too. They got a lot of the falafels and stuff like that. And I don't even want to get into it now. Now we get into food. I'm getting hungry over here, bro. But fuck, dude. I pretty much covered everything that I want to talk about, man. You fucking doing great things out here, man. I'm so proud of you. I know we never get like one-on-one time to talk. We're both busy. And then, you know, we just got our own shit going on. But we're around a lot. And I met you years ago back like when the exchange first opened.
Yeah.
And I remember like, you know, us chopping it up and just, you know, small talks and shit like that. But still, it's really dope to see you grow, do your thing, and fucking just accomplish everything that you wanted to accomplish. You know, definitely hit up his fucking merch, Fat Boy merch. You know, he got it out right now.
Fatboyrecords.xyz.
Let's go. Hit the plug. Can you let everybody know where they can follow you at?
Y'all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Fatboy Sean, SHAVN, because somebody still got that shit, and I've been reporting the account for months and months, and then they still won't take it down. So, bro ain't tweeted since 2016. So, but yeah, Fatboy Sean on all social media. Hit me up, follow me. I follow back most of the time, but you know, and fatboyrecords.xyz for all the merch and everything else.
Let's go. Y'all follow him, man. Plug him up, follow, subscribe, like, check out his music. He got a lot of things cooking up this year, man. Fatboy Sean in the building. Let's go. Of all things records, of all things records, of all things radio, bring your flowers, baby. Planet 102.3 in the building. My name is J Bobs. Fatboy Sean, thank you so much for doing this, bro. This has been fire.
Thank you, bro. I just want to say I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Shout out Thomas, shout out Cuff God, shout out Chris, shout out Ricky Mapes, shout out my little brother. Blit.
Let's go. We are. That's another one for the books, baby. Till the next time, tune in, follow, like, subscribe. We'll be back. Sheesh.